So first of all, let's talk a little bit about the art that's on one side of the exhibit, which is the art that sort of tells the tale of San Antonio and how you came to acquire it.
As it got bigger, you know, this conversation really did reach deep into the past and sort of, I think, suggest some ways of thinking about the future. So two things happen, and this is sort of connected to what I said earlier. The two poem forms that I asked participants in this project to write were elegies, you know, which are kind of poems that are that address loss in one way or another. And so this gallery is actually run by the city, and Sebastian Guajardo, who's the special projects coordinator, commissions artwork from local artists, emerging, established, really, in my opinion, a fantastic and diverse range of creative people in San Antonio have been showing in this space. And what's also great is the city buys that work, and so then it has another life in various municipal buildings. So Sebastian asked me, well, we're going to have the postcard part. What are we going to do in the rest of the space? He said, are there artists that you think whose work would be engaging or exciting or be in good conversation? And so I asked the painter Ana Fernandez, whose work I love. And for me as a poet, you know, one of the things that feels true is that form and content go together. And Ana works in watercolors, which in many ways feels like this really ethereal kind of form, you know. It's very gentle. It can be washed away. And so I asked her, we commissioned her to do a series of beautiful watercolors of buildings that are no longer here anymore. So to literally recreate these buildings that have been lost. And so she had to work from photographs. She had to work from newspaper clippings, and so it was an archival project of kind of recreating these structures. And, you know, we had this crazy idea that she was actually going to paint them with river water. I'm not sure that she actually did that. But then we decided, well, how will people know what these are? And so I was able to along with Sebastian, commission two writers who I admire and who I love very much, whose work I love, to do companion kind of literary pieces. And so John Philip Santos, who, if you've read his work, I think it's deeply engaged with the history of San Antonio, with this land and these people being still cellularly connected to Mexico and the cosmos. I mean, his work is sort of expansive in the largest sense, to write kind of an essay, De unos lugares perdidos, of a few places lost in time, to kind of, you know, philosophize and expand on ghosts. I mean, if you've read the work, he talks about ghosts. And, I mean, this show's called Fronteras, right? Like borders, like this sort of place in between the living and the dead. I was thinking about it. I was like, this exhibit, you know, engages with this notion of places in between. So it was cool. So Ana did these watercolors, and then John Philip responded to them. And then on the other side of the large gallery, we kind of went in reverse order. I teach at Trinity University, and I had a research student this summer who basically set out with the idea of researching some stories that don't get told. You know, during this tricentennial year, there are a lot of familiar narratives of how San Antonio got to be San Antonio, and, you know, what are we celebrating, and, you know, the battles and the Canary Islanders. I mean, there are stories we know, but what are some smaller stories? What are some stories of individuals that have, whether we understand it or not, really shaped the direction in which our city has grown? So her name's Maddie Kennedy, and so she began doing the base research, and then she worked with Rosemary Katakalis, who was a former poet laureate of the state of Texas, and as she would say, you know, a Mexican Greek who grew up on the east side, and, you know, who has a very different kind of convergence of identities, and longtime San Antonio writer. And so what Rose did was take this research and craft these into sort of imagined letters from St. Anthony. So each of these letters then was given to an artist who then had to respond visually. So that's a long version of that.